The trip by Secretary Armitage is only a part of the U.S. diplomatic work in South Asia. State Department spokesman Philip Reeker says that contacts with both India and Pakistan are underway at various levels. Reeker says that Secretary of State Colin Powell spoke twice today with Pakistan's President Pervez Musharraf, and he plans to call India as well. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports on the diplomatic effort.
The State Department spokesman says the United States is working with other countries, notably Britain, in an attempt to defuse the crisis. Philip Reeker says that Secretary Powell and British Foreign Secretary Jack Straw talked by telephone three times today to coordinate strategy. Powell's deputy, Richard Armitage, obviously will have a difficult mission. Some analysts say it may be impossible. Michael Crapon, founding president of the Henry L. Stimson Center, a Washington-based think tank, just came back from South Asia. He says India is in no mood to listen.
I think India's had it. I think India's thresholds for restraint have already been crossed.
Crapon says that even though Pakistan's president has pledged to stop attacks across the border into Indian-controlled Kashmir, the attacks continue. India, he says, is compelled to do something.
India has accepted a status quo of not crossing this dividing line in Kashmir in retaliation up till now, but I think that India is now ready to make crossings of the line of control in Kashmir a two-way street.
Michael Crapon says the Indian government believes it can prosecute a limited conventional war against Pakistan without crossing the nuclear threshold. Robin Rafel, vice president of the National Defense University, is a former assistant secretary of state for South Asia. She says that even a conventional war would have negative consequences for the United States.
Clearly, we're interested in Pakistan keeping military attention on the western border as we go after the remnants of Al-Qaeda and continue our search for Osama bin Laden and his colleagues. But I really would emphasize that even if that were not the case, we would be concerned about a hot war between India and Pakistan.
Ambassador Rafel says that when Deputy Secretary Armitage arrives in South Asia, he will have one thing in his favor. U.S. relations with India have improved in the last few years.
This relationship and its promise across the board in security terms, economic terms, social terms, and so on, gives us more influence and potential leverage with the Indians than we might have had previously.
But Carl Inderfirth, a professor at the Elliott School at George Washington University, says India wants action, not just words from Washington.
What Armitage must do is to demonstrate that the U.S. is using all its influence with Pakistan and with President Musharraf to do what President Musharraf has said he would do, which is to stop cross-border infiltration, cross-border attacks in Kashmir. The Indians do not believe that the U.S. has done enough on that score, and it is losing patience not only with Pakistan and President Musharraf, but it's losing patience with the United States.
Inderfirth, who also served as Assistant Secretary of State for South Asia, says that Musharraf probably can't stop all of the attacks, but could do more than he's doing. And the United States has considerable leverage with Musharraf.
Although Pakistan is terribly important in the continuing war on terrorism in Afghanistan and going after Al-Qaeda and Taliban remnants, Pakistan needs the United States to move in the direction that President Musharraf has called for, which is a moderate, progressive Islamic state.
In order to achieve progress in Pakistan, Musharraf needs economic assistance from the United States. U.S. officials welcomed Musharraf's renewed commitment yesterday to stop the cross-border attacks into Indian-controlled territory. But testing the sincerity of Musharraf's commitment could take months. India may not be willing to wait. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.